Mitzvah of Tliya. We're going flying through Nigmar Hadin. So, the Mishnah.
We're hanging in there, though.
Very good, Jake.
You're going to be dead.
Who is marrying you?
Who?
Okay. Let's start off. The Mishnah on Mem Hamer Beis writes as follows. On the skull in Nitlin, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. All those who get stoned, thrown off the cliff or the base skila, afterwards get stoned if still alive. Though all those people get hanged after they're dead, writes Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? Very wild, graphic scene. Taking a dead body, hanging it by its hands, and letting it dangle there just for a moment and taking them down. So that applied to every single one of the Niskalim. Chacham Omrim, Chacham come along and argue and say, Eino Nitla, Ela Hamagadi Fahobid Avodazar. Only two Averos, two very, very bad Averos, only those two deserve the din of Tliya. Those are the Megadif. Megadif is the one who curses, blasphemizes Hashem, says Hashem is cursed. And the one who worships Avodazar, these two individuals, or these two Averos, warrant the added din of Tliya. Ha'ish tolin also b'pon of klapi ha'am. The man, when he gets hanged, he faces the outside. Ha'isha p'nei kalpei ha'et. The woman faces the tree itself. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham omrim ha'ish nitla ve'in ha'ish nitla. No. The whole din of nitla only applies to man, not to a woman. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, v'alo Shimon ben Shetach tolo noshim b'ashkelon. What do you mean? It's great raya from Shimon ben Shetach. He hanged a number of women in Ashkelon. So you see, women do get hanged. Amrulo shmonim noshim tala ve'ein dan shami yomechad. No, he hanged 80 women, and there's a din. You cannot form the din, two different dinim, din and nefashos, on one day. He formed 80 different dinim on one day, so that whole din was a special shas tachak. So just like it was shas tachak in terms of the number of people they were able to judge in one day, so too they were able to override the normal din of a woman not being hanged. Here they were able to hang them. So the Gemara itself discusses what Shimon Shadach did, what the Averis were. We're not going to discuss that at all, but there's a Gemara, Mem Vavim Na'alf, which, if you can weigh in on the story of Shimon Shadach, yeah.
We didn't get the Rabbi Eliezer's opinion with the man and woman, with Klape Amba, Yishapane, Klape Eitz.
Yeah, let's say this is the Eitz, and you hang the man, so his face will be facing outwards.
Right.
I'm the woman will be facing inwards.
I'm saying, what would be the distinction for that?
You want to know the logic for that.
Right. Is it like Bizayon? It is more of like a...
I think it would be Zion issue. Does Rashi write that?
Right, but I'm saying why... For man, okay, for, I mean, he's also facing that way, there's Bizayon, so why not also turn him around?
For the man... Hey, Mayor, what's going on? The man could withstand more Bizayon than a woman again.
But if we're concerned about Bizayon...
No, we're not concerned. We wanna make it mivazah to them. But for a woman hanging herself, it's going to be enough Bizayon for them, for her, but not to add... You can give this to me if you want. The Margalus Hayam brings a very, a machshava point, a deeper point. This is for you if you want, Mayor. The machshava point that dafka, the woman, has to face the eights because of Chava and Eitz Hadas. He goes back all the way to that. Very interesting idea. He quotes from some sefer. So, okay, we're doing the mitzvah of Tliya, by the way. So, we've read the Mishnah Mem Hey Amud Beis. So, again, so now we have this machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer say, all those people who get stoned, are going to get hanged. Chacham say, no, only the Megadiv and the Oved of Odazar, only those two get hanged. So, what's the machlokas? So, the Gemara explains the machlokas is really about different drushes. The Gemara Mem Hey Amud Beis writes, Tanur Rabbanon, Humas betalisa, he gets killed and then you hang him. Yachal kol hamumsin nitlin. Maybe every single person who gets killed from basin should get hanged. Hamalomar ki klas al kim tolik. Only the person who curses Hashem, he gets hanged. Ma mekal ze shibeskila af kol shibeskila divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Just like the person who gets hanged, he gets. Sorry, just like the person who curses Hashem, he's the one who gets hanged, and the person who curses Hashem, Megadif, also gets the punishment of skila. So to every other person who gets skila is also going to get the din of Tliya. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham omrim, ma mekal zeh shekofer b'ikar, just like the person who cursed Hashem, he was kofri, uprooted the entire essence of God and religion. Af kol shekofer b'ikar, so too every other avera, which is going to be avodah zara, will get the din of Tliya. But only those two averos, which are kofri b'ikar. What are they arguing about? Rabbanan darshi kali prati or Elazar darshi ribui mi. They're arguing about what type of judge to use. Kal prati ribui mi. Rabbanan darshi kali prati. There's a klal and then there's a prat. Who maspis alisa? The ones you kill, you hang. Klal. Ki klas kilas with that which you curse. That is a prat. I have a mikavi lahadadi. I mean in bechal mashir prat. Honey in midiachin lo. If these things were far apart, you'd only say these two. Hash to the mechayakim adad. Now that they're very distant from each other, a honey leriboy avodas kochavim comes along to, since they're far, you're able to be marbe even avodas kochavim. The dami lay bechol mila. That the avodas kochavim is similar to megadiv in every aspect. Rabbi Eliezer darish riboy amiyu. Whom asked for talisa riboy? Kikol asked me, "You have him in kavri lada, you lo have him rabbi." And Ella avodas kochavim. The dami lay bechol mila. Hash the mechayakim adad. The honey leriboy shar niskal. Okay. Machalkas had to understand Klal Prat Riboy Miut. We're not going to discuss the drashas. A very lengthy Rashi here on that. But in understanding the Klal Prat, Rashi writes something, and Rabbi Nechana argues on him. It's a very subtle point. I would not have picked up on my own, but the footnote in the Adarma does. When Rashi explains the Klal Prat, he compares what's the similarity between Avodas Kochavim and Megadif, the top Rashi and Mem Vavam and Aleph. He writes, "Hoel v'domi lifrat b'chol mili shekol for beikar kumosu." That avodas kochavim and megadif are similar in that they're both kofar beikar. The avera is the same. Rabbeinu Chananel writes, "The domi le mekalel b'chol davar sheshneim kofar heim beikar." They both deny the ikar of Torah and Hashem. Ushneim b'skila, and he adds two extra words, and both them have the chi of skila. What's Rabbeinu Chananel adding here? That's significant about this sugya. Oh, I'm bringing the Adarma. Okay, it's fine. No big deal. What's the question one should raise about the nature of skila?
You guys understand?
You only got.
I didn't. It's only.
Is it its own separate din, or is it attached right somehow to the skila?
Right. So the second tie I like is it attached to the skila. It's a continued punishment. It's a din in the onesh of skila.
Din in the avera.
Or din in the avera. Is it din in the avera or din in the onesh? L'chora. That's goof of the machlokes tanoim, machochamim, and Rabbi Eliezer. The Achronim explain. Apparently it's brought down in the shame of Chaim wants to say this. That Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Kol ha-niskolim nitlin, that all the niskolim get hanged, it's because Talia is a continuation of the onesh of Skila. There's a three-stage process now. First stage is throwing him off the base of Skila. Second stage is stoning him. Third stage is hanging him. It's a three-step onesh. It's part of the din of the onesh. And therefore, anytime you find Skila, you're going to also find the din of Talia. Chacham, however, argue that no, that the mitzvah of Tulia, the chi of Tulia, is a din in the Avera. When the chait is so bad, such as Megadif and Avodah Zarah, those are the only two instances where you warrant a Tulia, because the din in the Avera. Now you find this in the Ramban. Ramban takes sides. What does the Ramban write about the mitzvah of Tulia? The din in Tulia, yeah?
He says that it's,
did I have more spot in here somewhere?
No, actually, you them, right?
Okay, there, okay. So I got it.
Thanks.
No, you got it. That's fine. I forgot to bring the. It's okay. Yeah, they're on bottom.
Yeah.
Right. You have to sift through them a little bit. There's a long piece. That piece is much more important for tomorrow. We're going to do the Isser of Baal Talon about not hanging. You can't leave him hanging on the tree. But within that piece, as Gary said, he says the following words. What is it? Chaf Alf, Chaf Gimel, I think?
Chaf Alf, Chaf Beis.
Okay, Chaf Beis. Okay. So he says, Alder Chapshat, Yomar, Ki Yehe Be'ish Chet Gadol. The person violates a very, very, very bad Avera. Sheroi La Misalav, he's warranted death, Losa Al Eitz Le Gadol Chetam. You hang him on the tree because of the severity of the chet. That's right. It's about the avera. He's emphasizing the avera. That's a reason for it. The Sefer Chinuch offers a reason for it. What's the Sefer Chinuch's explanation?
For more of the
Iman Pacha.
Well, I think that doesn't fit so much into the onus, but we thought he was saying like that you do it not so much for the person themselves, but for what it's going to bring about in other people when they see so other people going to do it and start sharing and stuff.
To advertise it, to publicize it.
Right.
Okay? Let's just read inside. Mishar Shem Mitzvah, he writes, Kidina Tlia, Kidei Lagbiya Hanidon, Ufarsmo La'ain Kol. Gam, Birosim Esek Zikivas Ha'etz, also when they see them, V'kshiras Hanidon Alav, Tichanis Yirav Fach Bilibam. As you said, it's going to instill fear within them. But he says, V'gam. Okay. He writes first. Kidelag be hanidon lefaris mo la'ayin kol. That's one reason. Then he says gam. A further reason is to instill fear and pachad into everybody else, so they shouldn't do that better. What's the first reason he's saying? He didn't tell us.
Probably what the Ramban said. For the
chait. I don't think the chait. If it could be.
He just says for everyone to see. No, he just says for everyone. Can you read again?
Kidei lahagbiah hanidon, to raise the nidon, ulefarsamot, to advertise, l'ayin kol, for everybody, comma. Gam, and then he goes on to say something else. But before that, just to l'ayin kol, what do you mean, ulefarsamot, l'ayin kol? Well, what's that doing by being ulefarsamot? So you said one shot was so people would get feared, would fear and not do it. But that's what he says is the gam, that's the second half. Well, what's the first half? What else will Pearson do? Think of the other side of the Chakir. The Ramban is of the opinion, he clearly states it's about Golda Hachet, the Avera.
But why can't it be that also? I know it's not that. Everyone should see it, because that's a way of, like, whatever, expanding his... If he did something, bad, so everyone should see how bad it is.
But what is Pearson accomplishing?
It's more embarrassing.
More embarrassing. Easily. It's a further onish. Is a further onus going on there? He's being the fire same. When you commit this avera and you're megadif Hashem, you're over to avodah zarah, not only are you going to get thrown off of a house, not only are you going to get stoned with boulders, you're going to get hanged naked in front of everybody. To me, it sounds like it's a continuation of the onus. Now, yes, you're going to tell me, what do you mean? There's avera and the onus. They're not two different things. There's a certain avera, he's getting punished because of the avera he did. But we already said I'll show further nafkaminas, but there's already nafkamina within the Mishnayos, between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar. Yes, again, the avera caused a certain punishment. But is it because the avera, or is it because the actual punishment? What's it attached to? So I agree with the Chinuch himself, you could still say it's a punishment because of the avera he did. But what I'm pointing out is just from his emphasis, he's not emphasizing the avera per se, he's emphasizing the result, the onish of whatever the avera may be.
So it's a way of embarrassing him, you're saying?
There's a certain kapara achieved through that. It's part of an onish. The Gemara later on we'll see, talking about kavura. Kapara and onish are very much linked. Uh-huh. The Gemara later on we'll see in terms of burying, if it rains in someone's coffin before he's buried, it's a bizayon to him, this certain kapara achieved. Even after death, the way the mace is treated, there's a certain onesh / kapara achieved even after death.
I was saying, he said, maybe I missed that point again, but when a person's being bizoy, whatever,
mm-hmm.
that also is like an extension of because of the fate that he did. I don't know why you can't say that. Why can't you say in the chinuch, same thing, that, I mean, he doesn't say either way, to be forced in the nace, to be machti, to be magdil the chait. Not for nothing, that's in mishum bizoy.
No, see, but listen, of course, anytime there's a vera avodah zarah, you're going to get punished, and you're going to get hanged also. Is it because hanged is a continuation of the skila, or is it because hanged because of the avera? They sound very similar. We'll bring Naf Kamina out to say further this idea. But the Ramban is focusing on the avera, not because it's attached to the punishment. He didn't talk about punishment. It's the avera. The Chayyeh Chinuch is focusing on the onesh from his word. Now you're adding in, maybe it's true. Anyway, the onesh is so bad because of the avera that he did. So maybe you get it. I'm saying he doesn't say that. It might be. The Chinuch, I'm not saying it's not mochach at all. His emphasis is just about the onesh. So does that mean it's a continuation of the onesh of skila, or is it just an onesh as a response to the actual avera? It's not for sure. It's not clear. Mochach at all.
How do you know that if he's even talking about the onesh?
I said, I'm not sure what else we'd be talking about. What else? What other reason would he be mefarsame, the guy? Why would he hang him up? He already says the second reason is to deter anybody else from doing it.
So, I think me and you were trying to say that maybe this chakira of whether it's the onish or the avira, that's within a broader chakira of whether this talon is for the guy or for the people. Like this whole chakira only starts avira versus onish. Only when you say that the reason why we're being told of the guy is for the guy himself.
Agreed.
However, if you say that, no, really the tola is just for the people, you know, in a broader spectrum, that maybe, which is what we think the chinuch may be talking about, therefore you wouldn't get started with this whole avera versus onish.
I agree. There's another aspect also about, there's also the befarsim to deter other people as well. I agree. But the chinuch seems to say two reasons. Again, he has that gam. The gam, the second reason is to be mefarsim so people won't do the avera. But what's the first reason before the gam? So to me, that's part of the onesh. Now the question is that onesh when you're hanging the guy naked there to embarrass him and to give him an onesh, is that because it's a continuation of the skila? To me, that's how I'm understanding the chinuch, because he's emphasizing only the onesh. He's not talking about the avera that caused it. Or no, it's such a bad onesh because it's such a bad avera. Okay, yeah, I'm saying nothing moch the chinuch. But the chakir still stands, whether you like it, the chinuch or not, versus the Ramban, it still stands whether it's din in the aveira or din in the onesh. So they're nafkaminas to this. So the Yarama in the footnote brings a couple of them. He says the following. The case of someone who runs away, we spoke about last week. Somebody who deserves to be stoned. Let's say someone who worshipped the Avodah Zarah, and he runs away from Beis Din. And the only way we could catch him would be shoot an arrow at him. Bullet, shotgun, kill him. So what's the din? Will we get, so now he's dead, lying there on the ground dead. Do we take his body up and hang him on the tree because he worshipped the Avodah Zarah? Or no? There's no skila. The din of Tolan only continues after once there's been a skila, but if he died from some other way, here he got shot, he's not going to get the din of Taliyah.
According to those who say it's Midin, like the Avera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. No,
bad. Okay. Is that enough for me to clear? Yeah. Where he did the Avera of Avodah Zarah, but he didn't get the punishment of Skila. Another Nafkamin here brings, I think also in the name of Reb Chaim, that what's the din of Ir Nedachas? What did the Ir Nedachas do wrong? The whole city. They got wiped out. Why? What did they do? Avodah Zarah. They did Avodah Zarah. But what punishment do the people of Ir Nedachas get? Nope. Saif. They get Saif. Swords. So, on one hand, they did Avera of Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, they don't get Skila. So, what's the din? Is it based on the Avera, so then they're going to get hanged? If it's based on the punishment, then they're not going to get hanged. That's another nafkamina the Adama brings. The Sefer here, Poseach Shar, I know Jake is a big fan, I think you really introduced it to me. So, just like forever we're making these.
Fun.
So,
they're fun.
I was gonna say that. So interesting. The Masifta didn't have any discussion on this. I was surprised. I first saw this when I learned Sanhedrin a number of years ago in YU. Rabbi Ganak has a sefer on Sanhedrin. And he has a discussion, this piece, I don't have that sefer, but I think he writes the same piece in Gan Shoshanim, another sefer he does have. I meant to look it up last night, I just forgot. I think these are the issues he discusses also. So the Posech Shar, who does discuss this Chakir, brings another nafkamina, another two more nafkaminas. What about the din we spoke about last week? Yad ha'edim tiyeh b'rishona. Yad ha'edim tiyeh b'rishona applies to skila. They get first dibs, pushing the guy off, stoning the guy. That only applies to skila. So would they be the ones to hang the guy also? Are they the ones to tie this dead body, tie his hands together, put him behind him, and hang him by his hands for a moment? Do the Edim do that, or do the Dayanim, or the Shliach Basin do that? So of course, it's the same issue. If the Din of Tliya is a continuation of the Maisa Skila, so just like the Yada Edim Rishona are going to be doing the Skila, so too they're going to do the Tliya. But Tliya is a separate Din entirely. It has to do with the Avera. And there's no shaykhs. They didn't have no shaykhs to this. Another nafkamina, that's the fourth on our list, is the fourth nafkamina he brings. He brings the second one, but on our list it's a fourth one. So what about Eidim Zomimim, who accuse somebody of either Avodah Zarah or Megadif? And they're found to be Zomimim. So now they get killed with the same exact punishment that they attempted to kill the Nidon with. So are they going to get the Tliya also? If Kol Nitlin is part of the Onesh, so then after you kill and stone the Edim Zomim, you should give them the Tliya also, because it's a continuation of the Onesh of Skila. But if it's a Din of the Avera, Edim Zomim did not violate the Avera of Megadif, they did not violate the Avera of Avodah Zarah, they violated Edim Zomim. And Edim Zomim does not warrant a Din of Tliya. Great nafkamina, I thought.
That's my favorite one, by far.
Yeah.
Edim Zomim, do we say in any way that it's you, they did the Chayit at all? Or no, it's just like Edim Zomim, it's just the Maisa of the lion, whatever. Yeah. Everyone agrees to that. It's not like we view it as you, they did that thing.
Yeah, Talaf Shem Maisa, right? It's the Rambam. Edim Zomim is a great topic. Maybe I'll give that one of these days. It's a Sanhedrin topic and Baba Kama topic.
We did a little bit, right? Whether it's a Chayitish.
We did a little bit. We didn't touch upon the mice aspect, which is a great Rama Ravid. So I think where Moshe Soloveitchik talks about this. What's the question again? Emotion. I forgot the issue, but it's a very important Rama Ravid. Okay. Now, another issue that comes up, which would serve as a fifth nafkamina, would be what about the Ben Noach? Ben Noach, who violates Megadif and Avodah Zarah. Megadif and Oved Avodah Zarah are two of this Sheva Mitzvah Noach. So what would the din be for Ben Noach? Would he get hanged or not get hanged? Minchas Chinuch raises this up. I think he just raises this up. He doesn't elaborate. He just says he's not sure. He's stuck me, yeah? No?
We thought he did, but it's not the same way. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the Chassid doesn't fit.
Right, he was coming from the angle of Baal Talon, which we didn't see yet. But he just says... This is an Oz Gimel. It's in the... It's like the brackets, like the triangle brackets, you know? He said, Nistatki ben Noach ben Megadif of Oved Avodah Zarah. Yisrach l'tloso gam king kimob Yisrael. He's straight up. I'm not sure what the din is for ben Noach who violates these two Averos. Are they going to get hanged like Yisrael or not? And then he says, if you do hang them, is there a chiyuv to bring them down before the sun sets... Or before really the sun rises, discussion what that din is, to not be over the Isser of Lotalon. So it brings there a Rashi, and we'll get to that next tomorrow about Baal Talon. So the very Suffolk, though, what's the basis of the Suffolk? What's he, perhaps, if not him, what we'll say is would be a Suffolk about Ben Noach? Any thoughts?
Were you saying that it's about, I guess, the Avera of doing, let's say, Avodas Kohanim, then therefore on the Sabbath they should be hanged just like Yisrael?
Sure.
I'm not sure about the onus. Do they get skewed? I'm not sure.
I figured you didn't know that halacha. What is the din? What onus does a Ben Noach get for every single Avera he violates? Saif. There's one onus. There are no dal mitos. They don't get skila ever, Ben Noach. Saif is the Azarasan Zimusasam. They get warned. They violate Gezela. They violate, well, Dinam's discussion this past week's Parsha. You listened to me in Judah Learning. Discussion about whether they would get killed for not setting up a court system. But they get Saif. So on one hand, they did the Avera of Avodah Zarah, of Megadif, and maybe should warrant in the midst of Tliya, the Chiyuv Tliya. On the other hand, there's no Onus of Skila. So maybe they shouldn't get. Same exact thing. Where's this Kesemish I wanted to look up?
Tezvav Zion.
Tezvav Zion. So what does the Kesemish deal with in Tezvav Zion? So he says...
When the guy gets killed, right? If he gets killed right before Shkia...
He's discussing that a little bit, right? And I guess let's read the Rambam first. The Rambam writes... Says, Ketai mitzas nitlin. What's the din? How does one get hanged? Achash yisoklin also, after you stone him, mashkin etzah korabaretz, you plant the tree in the ground firmly. V'ha'itz yotzei mimeno umakifin shteyodov, and you tie his hands together, zulazu. V'tola also samil chashkiyas achama. And then you hang him right next to right close to shkiyas achama, umatirin also miyad, and then right away you release him. He goes up for a second, and then you let him go. How close, in proximity, is the Maisa Skila and the Maisa Tliya? So Rambam really doesn't tell us straight out, but the Kesem Mishnah infers Mashma should take off the Skila Tliya. Right after Skila, you have to perform Tliya. The Chavin Shekosov Shetoleu Samach Shkias Achama, and once the Rambam writes, you have to hang them close to Shkias Achama, Mimela, Mashma, Sheskila, so Havi Karav Shkias Achama. So too, you wait till the end of the day. Say 4 o'clock these days, you stone the guy at 4 o'clock, and then you hang him right before Shkia and then let him down. Because it has to be Skila and Tliya right next to each other. Mincha Schinach, however.
He says it in the Rambam?
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not sure how clear it is in the Rambam, but that's what the Kesem Mishnah says. Ah, so the Minchas Chinuch on Mitzvah Taf Kuf Lamed Hei, Mitzvah of Tliya, says if you delayed the Mitzvah the Chiv of Tliya after Shkia, you could still hang him. It's still Mitzvah Saseh to hang him, even though you missed the opportune, the best time. And we don't say, okay, that since there's a Mitzvah to bury him that day, you have to bury him and not do the Mitzvah of Tliya. Let's say again, you didn't hang him. So there's the urgency of burying him right away, and there's another chiv of hanging. What do you do? It's just better to hang him and bury him whenever you get a chance after. Yeah, after Shkia. Then he writes at the end, "Hu adin, so too the acholim, one's able to lichadchila lishoso to delay kama yomim, to wait a number of days kedei lekayim hamitzvah. You could delay the process, leave him out there." And then hang him later, a few days after you stone him. So while the Minchas Chinuch thought there's no urgency to hang him right away, the Kesem Mishnah felt, at least in the Rambam, there's a need to have them right next to each other. So lechora, this issue depends on this same Chagira. The Kesem Mishnah, who thought that the Tliya was a continuation of the Maisa Skila, this punishment, so they should be right next to each other. But the Minchas Chinuch thought there was a difference. That the skila is a din in the onus, the tliya is a din in the avera. Or maybe like the chinuch or a din farsim. And therefore, there's no in at all to have them next to each other. Yeah, Yoni.
I mean, is Minchas Chinuch coming from a bidyeved and Kesem Mishnah from a chachila? I'm not trying to ruin the party, but I'm saying Kesem Mishnah, I'm saying would Minchas Chinuch agree that, yeah, it's still best to do it beforehand, but it's not. And Kesem Mishnah say also, yeah, Nechanami, the most ideal form is to do it right next to each other because they're connected. However, does he say that after Shkia you wouldn't be? Whatever, I'm just like throwing.
Yeah, so the Minchas Chinuch says, Yecholin Lehishoso, you're able to delay. Sounds very lechachila to me. He doesn't say, Im Shaha, then you can still do it. He says, Yecholin Lehishoso, it sounds very much lechachila. And the Kesem Mishnah would not allow that lechachila.
Maybe you can say, I mean, I'm going to try and win the party. That maybe you can say that really everyone agrees that it's a continuation of Maisa Skila. However,
it's, I guess, it, there's a machlokes on understanding how, I guess, the mitzvah sase of being tola him versus mitzvah lo sase of lo tolin, I guess, how they cooperate with one another. Whether, like, one's ikker, one's, yeah, I don't know
enough about the lo sase. I hear that. That's a very good point Jake's making. Jake's suggesting that maybe the Kesef Mishnah agrees with him in Chas Chinuch, that from the angle of the Skila-Tliya relationship, there's no relationship. Tliya has nothing to do with Skila, and theoretically one can wait a number of days before performing Tliya. But there's another factor to take into account, the factor of Baal Talim. You can't leave a mace unburied. So that factor is much more important to Kesef Mishnah and says, you have to do right away. You cannot violate the Isser of Baal Talim. And Minchas Chinuch said no. To the kind of mitzvah of Tliya, we're not so concerned with the issue of Baal Talim, and therefore we could delay a few days.
It's like, hey, you view like Zerizus, not giving the mitzvah on like a low sase, kind of.
So that's going to be talk about tomorrow, what the nature of Baal Talim is, what the scope is. Baal Talim, the Mishnah says in Men Vav, that lo hanitlin bavad, what's the line again? Just, Gary asked a great question. What do you mean? What, there's no Isser. He hasn't been hanged yet. There's no Isser of not burying him. So the Mishnah says, "V'lo zu b'vad amru ela kol ha'malan es meso over below sasa." Anybody who leaves their mace unburied, nothing to do with the hanging. There's a lav of delaying the burial of anybody. But that we'll discuss more tomorrow.
I said maybe it's just the machlokes on how they view Jews makilim mitzvos. I'm just lo sase. I'm mitzvos. Mitzvos.
Then I asked him if he was in the Hasashim.
I said I am. Mm-hmm. It seems like that's like the point.
No, you can't. Zrizim doesn't apply to lo sase. So that doesn't. You violate the lo sase. There's no zrizis for the lo sase.
He's avoiding a lo sase.
It's not zrizis. It's just you want to avoid lo sase. Sorry. Okay, yes. And the final issue to be addressed is a Gemara, a Mishnah Gemara in Sota. The Mishnah says in Sota Ches Amibes, "B'mida she'al demoded, ba modin lo." The way a person gets judged according to his own actions. He, talking to the Sota, Gary would like this, probably knows the Mishnah very well. Mm-hmm. He likes Sota. I mean, you've seen one recently, right?
It's great.
Right? He kashe es atzma la'avera. She adorned herself to the purpose of avera. Hamakim nivlahi nabla. The Torah, Hashem, makes her look disgusting. He galse es atzma la'avera. She revealed herself for the avera. Hamakim gala la biyarech. No, gala. The Torah reveals her. Biyarech hischila b'avera. With her thigh, she began the avera. V'charkach habetin, then her stomach. V'fikach talka hayarech tila. Therefore, her Yerach gets cursed first, v'achar kachabet, and then her stomach, v'shar kol aguf. Lo pala. Rav Yosef writes, af agav in the Gemara, af agav the mida b'teila b'mida lo batel. Even though the mida was batel, the mida Rashi tells us the dal and mises bezdin no longer exists. You cannot institute the dal and mises bezdin. We don't have a Sanhedrin or Gadol. B'mida did not get nullified. What does that mean? The Amr of Yosef, v'chein taner v'chiyah, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, af al pi shebat la sanhedra arba misos, even though sanhedrin was mevatel all the dal misos, lo batla, it wasn't batel. Mishin is chayiv skila, someone who violated Shabbos, avodah zarah, who chayiv skila, o nafal min hagaga, fall off the roof, o chayiv der sasa, or he's going to get killed, eaten by a wild animal. Mishin is chayiv srefa, someone who gets the should get the din of Sreifa, oh no, for Bdeleka will die in a fire, oh nachash makisho, or a snake will bite him. Mishne Schaiv Hariga, someone who's Schaiv getting killed, a herring, oh nimsar lamalchus, oh listen, bought in a love. He'll get given over to the malchus, or robbers will get him. And Mishne Schaiv Chanika, oh tove benar, oh mace besarun. And someone who's Schaiv Chenek, choking, will either drown at the river, or die with this shunachi, some suffocating type of death. So Tosos asks there. The Gemara in Bava Metzia has the following story: Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, who would catch robbers. And one time he saw they were hanging a couple of people, and he started to cry when hanging these people. And they said, "Rabbi, don't worry. These people, the father and the son, were Bol Arusa. So he's upset. Why are you... The Lashon Nitla was used. So the Tos understand Nitla there to mean they were choking. They're choking to death. So why are you choking to death a Bol Arusa? A Bol Arusa says the Chiv Skila. You can't give Chanek to a Skila guy. Okay, there's no Dinei Dal Misa anymore, but if you're going to take matters into your own hand, give them the appropriate Misa. So Tosos and others gives an explanation. But Rashi, however, on the spot in Bab Metzia,
what's the death for Bol Arusa?
Skila. So he should have gotten Skila. Why were you choking him, giving him Chenek? They give various interpretations. Rashi, however, in Bab Metzia says as follows. What does it mean Nitla? It means Mamash Nitla. He was hanged. He got hanged. Why? Rashi's Kol HaNiskal and Nitlin. They violated the Isser of Bol Arusa, Chiv Skila, Chiv Tlia. Call in a skull and Nitlin. Tosus Rush asks on Rashi. It's actually a similar question to Rambam, but he asks on Rashi al Toro. You maybe saw it today, but it's important for tomorrow. Why is Rashi quoting the din of Kol HaNiskal Nitlin? We paskin like Chachamim. Kol HaNiskal Nitlin is Rabbi Eliezer, that all in a skull and get Tliya. We paskin like Chachamim, that only. Megalif of Avodah Zarah. What's Rashi talking about here?
In
Sota.
And the Gemara says the word
Nitla, yeah.
Nitla, and Tosos and Sota's understanding that it's being choked?
Yeah, Chenek. Which Chenek doesn't fit well with Bol Arusa. Bol Arusa should get Skila. So Rashi means Nitlin. Kol is called Nitlin. Tosus asks two questions. Tosus Rush asks two questions. One is, we pass like Chamim that no, only Megadif Avodah Zarah get Nitlin, not a Bol Arusa. Rashi al Torah has the same thing. We'll see tomorrow. Rashi is consistent. He may pass and call Niskal Nitlin. The second question he asks on Rashi, V'oh, did Nitlin hain lachamisa? You only give Nitlin after the guy dead. The guy's dead. Then you give Nitlin.
Isn't like the Gemara like talks about like when it occurs?
It's like a Hami in the Gemara, no? There's a Hami in the Gemara. I was considering doing that Gemara, but it's a very good point. Great point in the Gemara. Maybe we'll read it when we read it tomorrow, whenever, we'll make that point. But yes, there's a Hami to think that you should first hang them and give stone them. Great point on the Hami. But that's rejected. Lemaisa, we only hang them after they die, after they get stoned. So Tosfos Rosh goes on to say, no, you really get Chenek. And the din is, if you can't give them the higher Misa, you give them the lower Misa. Okay, that's how he gets out of it. But how do we deal with Rashi? What's going on here? How could Rashi use Nitlin as a Onesh? Elamai. Nitlin's an Onesh. But maybe it's part of the Skila. But it's a part, it's an Onesh. And since Nitlin is, I think Raganak points this out, since it's an Onesh, you could use it to kill someone directly, even before the Skila has taken place. It's a din of the Onesh, not a din of the Chait. However, Tosos and Tosos Rush think that's not a good explanation. Nitlin is a din in the Avera. And you can't use that as a form of Onesh. It's used after you've killed the guy already. So then you can hang him up as whatever, Farsim, whatever, I don't mean Farsim. But it's not a din in the Onesh. Only Rashi thinks it's din in the Onesh, and who quotes the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Kol HaNiskal Nitlin, all the Skila Nitlin, because it's part of the Skila Onesh, it's an Onesh. According to that opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, it makes a lot of sense that Gemara, if you're working within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that's a din in the Onesh, and that's why you could even use it as a Mamash Onesh, even if the guy's not dead yet. That's, I believe, again, I didn't take a look at it in a number of years, but I think that's how Rabbi Ganek explained this Machlokas. Okay, so we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll do the, we're going to skip the next part of the Gemara, we'll jump to the Mishnah Mem Vav, and read that to Amud Beis tomorrow.